Today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed. Sota Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Mabeis. As we continue in this fifth parak, tomorrow, by the Shem, we finish the fifth parak. A couple of, as we mentioned, these prakim are all short prakim. The next parak is one daf long, the sixth parak, but we'll see as we continue. But today we have some more issues of Tumah V'Tahara to start, and then some other topics that come up related to back to the first mission in the parak. Okay, so we are on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. We are up to Isal Kadaitach, but we'll go back one line to Dilma. Dilma, about 6 lines up from the bottom. So if you remember, we're discussing the sugyas of Sheni and Shlishi, and what is allowed to become a Sheni or Shlishi. What we paskin is not what we're discussing yet. That will be on today's daf. But Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah had said that maybe you could even have a Shlishi b'chulin. Sheni makes a Shlishi even for chulin, which is not what we hold. But we're trying to figure out what are the sources. None of this is mefurish in the Torah, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was worried about. So what exactly is mefurish in the Torah? Rishon and Sheni. But what we are discussing is what about Shlishi and Revi? So the Gemara just quoted the din of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi tried to teach us, how do you know that a Revi'i Bakodesh is Pasul? So he learned that from a Kal V'Chomer. Shlishi, he learned from the Torah. That was a pasuk that we had back in Vayikra, pasuk quoted on the middle of Amud Beis, V'Basar Shiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yachel. And we said that it's talking about if anything Tamei touches a Karban, even a Sheni touching a carbon, so therefore that will make it a Shlishi. And a Revi, you know, from a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by that. Rabbi Yochanan said, what, automatically every Shlishi that would touch a Revi would make it, every Shlishi that would touch a carbon would make it a Revi? I could find something that rule does not apply to. I could have a Shlishi that does not make a Revi, that does not make it Tame if it touches a carbon. And that is a cookie, a piece of food. A piece of food that is a Shlishi that touches a carbon does not make it a Revi, asks Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Tam Baribi Eini Yodea. Baribi is a nickname for Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, Chacham V'Gadol Hador. Right? He is, that's the great one, Baribi. So how do you know that that is a good makar? So the Gemara said, well, it's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim, that was what he mentioned. And based on the shita of the Chachamim, that was his question. So now the Gemara asks, a couple lines to the bottom, who says he holds like the Rabbanan? And therefore it's a problem with his shita. Maybe he holds like Abishol, and then it would not be a problem. 5 or 6 lines up from the bottom, Dilma ka Abishol svirale, do amar l'tami shayim v'lif solechot. Remember, Abishol considers a tful yom a rishon, and he says that rishon, a tful yom, has the power to make 3 stages of the tumah for a karban, sheni, shlishi, and revi. So then Rabbi Yossi would work out fine. So Gemara says, no, Isal gadaitach ka Abishol svirale, if it's true that he holds like Abishol, so he could have had a different makar then. There's a different Kal V'Chomer that he could have mentioned, and in that Kal V'Chomer, as our Rashi explains the Gemara, in that Kal V'Chomer we could have learned his own Shita and Abishol Shita. And the fact that he didn't say that shows us that he must not hold like Abishol. What Kal V'Chomer could he have said? Laisi l'Revi Bakodesh, he could have brought a Makar for Revi Bakodesh. Instead of bringing a Kal V'Chomer from Mechusrei Kapara, which he did, that was yesterday in the middle of Amud Beis, we learned that yesterday, see up about 15 lines, Minayin l'Revi Bakodesh, Ma Mechusrei Kippurim, right? The Makar was Mechusrei Kippurim. So the Gemara says, no, he could have learned it from a different Makar, and that could have taught us both Shitos. Laisei lo Revi Bakodesh, Me Ochel Sheba Machmas Tful Yom. From food touched by a Tful Yom, what would have been the Kal V'Chomer? As follows. Uma Ochel Haba Machmas Tful Yom, Dit Tful Yom, a food that was touched by a Tful Yom. Dit Tful Yom Gufe Mutter Bachulin. Tful Yom itself, we mentioned, is allowed to eat chulin, which means for our purposes, Meiser Sheni. Right? Because that's always the rules. Whenever we describe in Shas, a Tful Yom and a Mechusrei Kippurim, we describe 3 stages. Right? When they go to the mikvah, you can eat Meiser Sheni. If you wait till nighttime, first mission in Shas, Truma. The next morning, if you bring the carbon, then you could eat your Mutter Bikachim. Right? Those are the 3 stages. So, if Ochel, food that was touched by a Tful Yom, the source of that, the Tful Yom himself is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, which means he's a very low-level Sheni. is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Amart Ose Revi'i Bakodesh, and yet that food could still end up creating a Revi'i Bakodesh, because the Sheni, according to what we paskin that a Tful Yom is a Sheni. So if a Tful Yom touches something, that could create a Revi'i. So a Tful Yom has that power. So then Ochel Shlishi Haba Machmas Sheni. So Ochel, just regular Ochel Shlishi, that comes from being touched by a sheni, a regular sheni, not a tful yom, the sheni gufe aser bechulin, and a regular sheni is more chamor than a tful yom, who has the status of a sheni, because a tful yom can coexist with maaser sheni. He could eat maaser sheni. But if maaser sheni is a sheni, so then it's possible to eat. So shlishi abba machma sheni, the sheni gufe aser bechulin, sheni itself cannot coexist with chulin, which means maaser sheni. Surely, meaning if Tful Yom's effects can create a Revi, so surely a Shani's effects, a real Shani's effects, could create a Revi. That should be the Kal Vachomer for Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi learns that you could have a Revi'i Bakodesh. And again, why would that be better than the one he said? He said the one from Mechusa Kippurim. Rashi says on top, the Shaminan Minei Tarti. Because from this one, I would learn both his own halacha of creating a Revi'i Bakodesh and the halacha of Abishol, that it's full yom, might be considered a Rishon with the ramifications and the applications. The fact that he didn't say that, it must be that he doesn't hold like Abishol. That is the Raya that is brought for the Gemara. So the Gemara says, and one more point, the Chi Tema Mishum De'ika LaMifrach. And if you want to say, you know why he didn't say that, Kal Vachomer, Ma L'Tful Yom Shekein Avatumah, like we rejected yesterday, Tful Yom at root has comes from in Avatuma, so you know why that's not a problem? Because what about the Kal Vachomer that he did say, and he didn't ask that problem? The Kal Vachomer that he actually said was from Mechusa Kippurim, and he didn't ask that question. So you see, he must not be bothered by that. The fact that the source of it is a Tful Yom. Because after all, the source of it is an Avatuma. Because after all, maybe you don't care what the source of it is. Look at what it is right now. So what that if you go back a few steps, he used to be. A Tful Yom used to be an Avatuma. But that doesn't make a difference that he used to be an Avatuma. Right now he's not an Avatuma. So therefore, that wouldn't make a difference for us. This relates to two issues as well. Number one is that we discuss when a Tful Yom, as we know, stages, the Torah comes in stages. Does that mean that he's less Tameh until the final stage? Or, like, how does it work? Whenever there's a process of Torah, we mentioned, what about you have 7 days? You have Shiva Nekiyim by Azov. You have Shiva 7 days by a Tameh Mace. Then he gets sprinkled twice with the ashes of the Paraduma. Is he less Tameh each time? Does it get diluted until it disappears? Or is it there, you have to do this process until the end, and then it's finished? Or do you say the opposite? It's finished like a Zava, right? When she does a Hefsik Tara, she's basically Tar, that creates a Cheskas Tara, unless it's uprooted by the Shiva Nekiyim. Right, though, we like to quote the Rishash in Meseches Chagiga related to this, that there's a possibility, the Gemara discusses in Chagiga, a possibility that if somebody becomes Tameh, let's say Bo'al Nida or Bo'al Zava, you become Tameh on the fifth day, then you'll only be Tameh for 2 more days. Because there's only 2 more days left. So does that make sense? The Gemara is a Gzeiras HaKasev that that's not true. So what is that Gzeiras HaKasev teach me? That it's totally not true. Because you're Tameh fully until the process is over. Or it's a good idea, but it's a Gzeiras HaKasev that it doesn't apply. And the Rishash's Chiddush is that there's only Gzeiras HaKasev, I think, by Boel Zav and Nida, but not by Tameh Meis. So by Tameh Meis, that Maskana would apply, that you're only Tameh for the rest of the day. So that is just what could be behind this issue of whether you think this question of, but it's Tful Yom used to be an Avatuma. So that might be, how much is there a vestige of the Avatuma in the Tful Yom? We know, we had earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, we had the concept of we had it in Maseches Nazir, Shimshim Amela Arva. Right? Sometimes you don't look at the fact that the sun has to set as a chisaron. That's going to happen by itself, but it's not that is holding back any status. Shimshim Amela Arva we had earlier. So it could be everything is a tar, and you don't care that it used to be an avatoma. That might be behind this issue of whether you think this is a problem or not. Hashkafically, machshava related to that, when this comes up. Just to mention again, the Shita of the Egg Leital. Remember, the Hakdama of the Egg Leital, he has a couple of important inyanim discussed there. Most famously, he discusses the Hana that one gets in Talmud Torah, and that it's important, it's totally Lishma. If we learn Torah and we enjoy it, right, we don't have to say, oh, I'm only doing this because Hashem told me to do it. No, he says, that's for fools. He says, I heard that. And he said, it's a foolish mentality to say that you're only allowed to learn Dafka because Hashem told you that you have to. So that's part number one. Then part number two, he discusses what came up last week or 2 weeks ago, the sugya of doing mitzvah shalo lishma, mitoch shalo lishma, ba lishma. And he quotes the sheet of the Rambam that only quotes that by Talmud Torah. Yasuk batorah shalo lishma. That was part two of this of his Akdama. And the last part of part three, the Avnei Nezer, in the Egel Tal here, he quotes his father. He says, Ben Yechaberav, I want to end my psicha by quoting a part that I heard from my father. Right, his son was the Shemi Shmuel, but the father, the Avnei Nezer's father, he quotes here, and he says, "I want to give mention a pshat that he said on the first mission in Shas." Right, nothing to do with the Hakdama up until now. And he says, "What's the first mission in Shas? Why does Shas start off with Me'amas Hakoron Shema Ba'arvis? And why does it give such an unusual description of when he's allowed? We're allowed to say Kriya Shema at night. Just say Tzeizak Ochavim. Just say Shkia. Whatever it means. Not getting. Just say it." What do you have to say? It's when the Kohanim go in, Lechot Shumasan, and to give us some Tum of Atara in the first mission of Shas, a Tful Yom, is the only Kohanim Maeser Sheni, he can't eat Shuma yet. So only once he eats Shuma, then he could say Kriyashma. So explains the Avnei Nezer's father, no. The point here is, what's the message of a Tful Yom? The message of a Tful Yom is, if I was Tame today, so then the Roshem, the mark, the effect of that Tuma stays until the rest of the day. You can't get out of it. You're right, you did everything you can in order to remove the tumah. You went to the mikvah. But there's an effect, and it's not going to be removed until the end of the day. So he says, that's Kriya Shema also. Why don't we say Kriya Shema twice a day, not three times a day? Why don't we say Kriya Shema at Mincha? Because Hashem says to only say it twice a day. Fine. But why is it that we have a mitzvah to say it only once by day and once by night? Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's counted as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Rambam says there's one mitzvah. Ramban says there's two mitzvahs. It has to be two mitzvahs. It's at two different times. But why not three? So explains the Avnei Nezer's father, because once you say it, if it works by Tumah, it works by Kedusha, Kal Vachomer. And therefore, once I say Kriya Shema by day, the effect of that Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim lasts the whole day for me. Once there's a new day, so then I need a new Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim. But it lasts the whole day, just like Tful Yom, the Tumah lasts the whole day. So too, the Kedusha of Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim lasts the whole day. Me'achar Shayatami, Ba'osu Ayom, Nishar Bo Roshim Tumah Kal Ayom, Ubarif Shemesh Shabo Yom Acher, Shalo Haya Bo Tumah Nistalikam Harishima. V'kasheru b'tuma kenhu l'umaso b'kedusha. K'shemakaba olav o'machu shamayim, shachris. Av shachrach, ein machshavasa b'zeh. Even though I'm not thinking about it, mikol makom, nisher b'roshem kabbalah z'machu shamayim kol hayom. And therefore I need a new kabbalah shamayim mechadash. And that's why, ein sarich lomar kriya shma b'mincha. Says the Egel Leital, he said, Baruch Hashem, I did kibbutav, now I can write my sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. The Egel Leital. But that's whenever you have tful yom, it's a good thing to mention that thought, giving us a message about the tumah of a tefil yom. Period. Okay, let's continue. Fifth line. Amar of Asi, Amar Rav. The Amri lo Amar Abba bar Isi, Amar Rav. So Rav says the following: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulu Tzvirlu. All these Tanaim hold. The Mefarshim point out, this doesn't mean that they have the exact same Shita, but it means they all have something in common. What is it? De'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. They all hold what we hold, meaning we hold what they hold. That shleni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin, even though Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah came to that maskana, that a sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, we don't pass in that way. We don't pasken that way. We pasken like what Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai originally held. That he said even making it bitruma, he was worried about, but that's what we do hold. But a sheni cannot make a shlishi bachulin. Meaning, rules and regulations, the most a chulin item could be, if I have food that does not have any kedusha whatsoever, the most it could become is a sheni. Besides that, it is not susceptible. And as we mentioned, that's the svara. The svara is the more kadosh something is, then the more susceptible to problems it could be. If it's less kadosh, then it's more dull spiritually, and therefore it can't be affected. Only the more kadosh it is, the more it can be affected. Like we mentioned also the Gemara Maseches Bechoros, Mem Zayinish or so, where the Gemara says it could be the more kadosh it is, the more tame, the more, the lower the gam. Remember the Gemara says there that a Levia Shenivala Lapasola can still eat Maaser Rishon. She's a Bas Levi. She can still eat Maaser Rishon. But a Kohenes that Nivala Lapasola cannot, not only cannot she not eat Truma, she cannot eat Maaser Rishon. She's Kizara. She's like a Yisraelis. She loses her full Kedusha. So why should that be? She's just bumped down one level. The answer is, the greater they are, the harder they fall. The greater the more Kadosh the person is. She's a Bas Kohen. So if she's Nivala Lapasola, so then she falls even greater. The Meshech Chachma uses that Gemara in Parshas Beshalach to explain the Rambam Shita about why Kedusha Rishona was Kidshel Ashaita Filo Kidshel Asilavo, why the first Kedusha was lost and the second Kedusha was not lost. The second Kedusha in Hilchas Beis HaBechira was not. So the Rambam gives a Svara. He says the first one was based on Kibush, and once the conquering was undone, so then we lost it. The second settlement was based on exactly that, Chazaka settlement, so that was never lost. And all the Mefarshim try to figure out why is Chazaka greater than Kibush, and the Kesef Mishnah there is just leaves it, but Tzarachian. Why should one? So all the Mefarshim explain how the second one is somehow greater than the first one. And that's why it lasts. The Meshech Chachma does exactly the opposite. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beshalach quotes this Gemara in Bechoros and says, no, the first one was greater. And that's why, because it was greater and more delicate and more special, that's why when it was broken, so then it went further down. Right? It went further down and it was totally lost. So the higher something is, the more it could fall. So that's why when you have Chulin, it starts off being low. So it's not going to fall anywhere. But if you have Maaser Sheh, if you have Truma, and if you have even Kachim even more, then it's going to fall even more, and you can have the concept of a Shlishi and a Revi. So that's the Machshava mentality behind this idea, but that's what we paskin. We paskin that a Chulin, all it can become is a Sheni, but no more. And that's what all of these Tanoim hold. So let's see, where did all these Tanoim say this? So Baruch Hashem, we have this chus today of learning various Mishnayos and various Masechtas that don't have Talmud Bavli on them. So we always have to take advantage of those possibilities. See, here we go, Rabbi Meir. Number one, Ditznan. Rabbi Meir says in a Mishnah in Maseches Para, all about Para Aduma. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Haton Bias Mayim Midivrei Sofrim. We know there are a lot of laws of Tuma Vitara Midoraisa. What about Midrabanan? The Rabbanan made certain rules of items that are Tahar Midoraisa, but Tame Midrabanan, you got to go to a mikvah Midrabanan. So any item, says Rav Moshe, that requires a mikvah, midirabanan, we're assuming midivrei sofrim here means midirabanan, mitame es hakodesh, upotzel es hatruma. Meaning what? Any item that the Rabbanan gave the status of tame midirabanan, we assume has the status of a sheni latuma. Meaning, mitame es hakodesh, that always means two steps. Mitame means not only makes tame, but gives the power to be mitame. So mitame es hakodesh, it makes the Kodesh Tame two stages, meaning Shlishi and Revi. Uposel as a Truma. And it passels Truma, that means only one step. It can make Truma passel. Umutter Bechulin Ubemeiser. Divrei Rei Meir. Meir says, there's no problem with a Sheni touching Chulin. Says a Beferish. Ubemeiser or Meiser Sheni. Right? That's Rei Meir Shita. That a sheni latuma midrabanan, any of these people or items that were given the status of sheni have these halachas. The chachamim also b'maaser. The chachamim just argue on one detail about the maaser sheni. They say somebody who is a sheni latuma is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. Not allowed to eat. Rashi quotes here only not allowed to eat it. Yes, allowed to touch it. Right. That is Rashi Sa'ara. But that's the first day. Rabbi Meir and Rashi points out the rabbanan too. They say Rabbi Meir because that's the name given in the Mishnah. But the Rabbanan also, they just argue on the Maaser Sheni detail. But both of these Tanoim hold that Chulin is not susceptible to Tumah from a Sheni. Right? That's Beferish. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Hada Amran. We already said Rabbi Yossi. That's what we've been talking about the last Amud. Rabbi Yossi explained, what did Rabbi Yossi have to say? Let me explain to you that a Kodesh can even become a Revi'i. Kodesh is always one step more than Truma. Truma is always one step more than Chulin. So says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yossi holds that it's, if he would hold that Chulin is susceptible to become a Shlishi, then Truma should become a Revi'i and Kodesh should become a Chamishi. But he never says that. He says Truma could become a Shlishi and Kodesh could become a Revi'i. So obviously, says the Gemara, Chulin could only become a Sheni. Hada Amran, De'im Isa, if it's true that he would argue on this, Laisi l'Revi'i b'Truma, l'Chamishi b'Kodesh. You should go even one more step, and he doesn't say that. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yossi. He also must hold that Chulin could only be a Sheni. Number two. Number three, next one, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua Ditnan. Rabbi Yeshua tells us the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos, the only Mesechta that's also the name of a Seder. We used to have another one. We used to have Meseches Nezikin, right, in the days of old. The three Bavas were Meseches Nezikin, that was in Seder Nezikin. That's why, as we know, through Rabbi Yudan Asi, when he wrote, put together the Mishnayos, the larger Mesechtas are always at the beginning of the Sedarim. And then generally they get smaller. Right, the largest, Masechta Shabbos is the 24 Prakim, that's at the beginning, and then Erevin is 10. It gets less, generally. That's why it's the beginning of the Sedarim and the left. There are Svaras also given, why each Masechta is next to each one. That's true. But in general, if you're the Nasi New, you gotta get the big ones over with first. So that's why Kalim is first, it's 30 Prakim, and, right, what do you have? You have the Bubbas, then you have Sanhedrin, which is 11 Prakim. Makas is connected, so that doesn't count. Then you have Shavuos, it goes from the big ones to the Inzraim. Right, you have the big ones first. Trumas has 11, or 10 or 11, so that's in the middle a little bit, a little different. Brachas has 9. But you have the big ones, then you have the small ones. So what about in Ezekin? In Ezekin, you have the three babas that are each 10. Then you have Sanhedrin, which is 11. No, it used to be 30. It used to be 30 prakim. Each of the babas is 30. And that's why even in Kalim, you have Baba Kama in Kalim, the first 10 prakim, Bamitzi in Kalim, right? You have 30 prakim in Kalim. And then you have Alas, 19 prakim. So it starts off with the big Mesechtas and then gets to the smaller ones, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a master teacher. He knew that you have to do the big ones first. Because if you leave the big ones for the end, then you do the small ones, you build up steam, and then the big one is much harder. It's good to get the big ones over with first. Not over with it, in the best way possible, over with. But the, so here too, Taurus. Anyway, Rabbi Yeshua Ditznan. So where's Rabbi Yeshua Ditznan? The Mishnah tells us. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Ha'ochel. So normally we know that food cannot make a person tame on a Daraisa level. Because a person can only become tame from an avatoma. So when's food going to be an avatoma? Right, the avosatomas are listed in the first parak in Kalim. Right, there's no food there. Right, so how does, so it's all, this is all Drabanan. This is all Rashi quotes here. Also, the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the 18 things, the 18 items, the Yurches Dvarim, that were made on that day in the attic in Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion, right, that attic. They made all these laws about Dinim Drabanan. So, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon Rishon. Rabbi Elazar says, if a person eats food that's a Rishon Latoma, he becomes a Rishon Latoma. Sheni, Sheni. Shlishi, Shlishi. Right, the ultimate, you are what you eat, Gemara. Right, whatever you eat, that's what you become. Right, you become that level tuma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, no, ha'ochel ochel rishon va'ochel sheni sheni. Even if you eat a rishon, you don't become a rishon. You become on a drabana level. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. Let's finish, and then we'll talk about as far as why shlishi. If you become a if you eat a shlishi, Rabbi Yeshua says, sheni bakodesh, you become a sheni regarding touching kachim, ve'ein sheni batruma. And you don't become a sheni regarding touching truma. But there's an implicit question here, right? How do you eat a shlishi? What are you eating? What are you eating? What, if you're a Yisrael, how are you eating a shlishi? You can't eat truma, right? You're eating a kachay kalim that you can eat that became tame, but you can't eat that. So what are you eating? So the Mishnah explains, bechulin shenasu altares truma. Chulin that you've decided to eat on the standard, on the level of truma. So what do you see? There's only a possibility of chulin that you keep altaras atruma. Altaras atruma in altaras, our girsa is hakodesh. Lo. Rashi, though, quotes another girsa that goes smoother, about the eighth wide line in Rashi. Rashi says, hachi garsinan, altaras truma in chulin gradi lo. And Rashi likes that girsa. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? What's the possibility of having a shlishi that you're eating? Truma, chulin that you keep altaras atruma. But regular chulin can't be a shlishi. Right? That's what the Mishnah is saying, and that's Rabbi Yeshua on this list. Alma kasavar, so you see he holds back to the Gemara. Ein sheni, there's a shlishi bachulin. So you see shlishi cannot have the status of this. Why did the Rabbanan make this gzera of, you know, if you eat something, you're going to become tummy midrabanan. So Rashi says, not Rashi here, Rashi Masefa Shabbos says, because we're worried that maybe you'll have truma inside your mouth, and then you're going to drink something that is a sheni latuma, so it's not going to cause you a problem, but in your mouth, it's going to make the truma tummy. That's a problem. So we said, you know what? We're going to say that tummy food are going to make you tummy. Then you're going to be more careful about the truma in your mouth. We're not talking about kohanim. What we're talking, or let's say, or even even kohanim's reason in regard to, let's say, let me say that's not a full always applying. I mean, in the base of Migdash, there's reason. That's where it's connected to. But who says that if they're eating something, they might not be focused on what else they put in their mouth right now? Let's put it that way. So on a Daraisa level, he can eat Truma, and then he can eat a Sheni. Right? Sheni doesn't do anything to him on a Daraisa level, but Sheni would do something to the Truma. So even if Kohen has reason, but then I'm not going to be focused. But you're right, it has to be talking about a Kohen that is that eating the Truma. So that's the worry. And it could be a violation of being Metameh the Truma. And that's a violation of Mishberes Trumosai. There's a special din of being Shomer on the Truma. That's what Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yudalid, where this comes up. Fine, that is Rashi. The Maharsha on that Rashi in Shabbos asks, why is Rashi only worried? I'm nervous that if you have truma in your mouth and then you eat a sheni, it's going to be matame the truma. You're going to violate becoming making truma tameya. Why doesn't Rashi say, like the Rambam says, you know what the Rambam says the gzeira is? Because you're going to eat truma tameya. Isn't that worse? Not just the issur of making truma tameh, you're going to come to eat truma tameh, but you're not allowed to eat, you have to burn it. Right, there's hanas kilo, you're not allowed to get hanah from that. But the Rambam says, in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, in the 8th parak, mipnei ma gazru tuma al ha'ochel ochlin tamein. Why? Shema yochel ochel rishon osheni, v'yishte olav mashke truma, v'nimsa mashke truma tameh ba'ochel shebefiv, v'asr lachol truma tameh. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what exactly is the issue of you're worried that the food's going to become tame? Is it the iser per se of being metame truma, or is it the iser of eating truma tameya? That's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and the Mefarshim discuss it. The iser of, let's focus on Rashi Shita for a minute. The mitzvah that we have of being shomer truma, mishmeres trumosai. So that is Adin D'Oraisa. The Avne Miluim made that iser famous in the world of learning. What did the Avne Miluim say? We know there's a principle called Ein Mevatzlin Iser Lechatchila. You're not letting me vatel isurim. I want to have my chicken soup with a little bit of a taste to it from a non-kosher source. It's okay, I'm going to put in less than shishim, and it'll be batel. So the Mishnah says, in trumos, ein mevatelin is lachalchi. You're not allowed to do that. And if I did it, it's not batel. We assume, Rov Rishonim, that that's an iser derabanan. It's a derabanan. It's, now you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Ein mevatelin is lachalchi. If it happened by mistake, it works. But as it is a drabana, there is a rivet in the Isser Mashahu, his little sefer, that says it's daraisa. But Rav Rishonim hold that is drabana. But then came the Avne Miluim. In the back of the Avne Miluim, he has Chuvis. So there in Simen Yud Ches, he writes, but there's one time that Bitulus al-Kharchila would be daraisa. And that's by being Mevatel Truma. If you're Mevatel Truma, not Shreif. Truma, it's daraisa. Why? Because of the pasuk that Rashi quotes here in Shabbos. Mishmeres truma saw. You have a din daraisa to guard truma, that it doesn't become tamei. And if it doesn't become tamei, surely that it doesn't disappear. So says the Avne Miluim, din daraisa. That would be a din daraisa. That's what the Asvin daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Simin Klal Tezvav, he quotes this Avne Miluim. L'deos ha-sovrim, t'rak mi d'rabanan hu, deim avat l'nisal gadchila, al kol zeh truma, l'kuleyama asa levatel barov chulim in ha-Torah, mishum da'ay de bitol harei nasas chulin, yif kamine kudushas truma, v'yal karchach hu over a'asei, t'vishmartim es trumosai, which is exactly the reason why Rashi says they made this gzeira. Bebitol hazeh, t'sif tar glishmar kudushas truma. That is the Avne Miluim. So then the Rabbi Yosef Engel goes on classically to ask fascinating questions. What about, we know there's a principle about being shoel on truma. Right, let's say my truma got mixed up with my chulin. Oy vey, what's going to happen? So I'm going to go to the chacham. Be shoel on the truma, make it disappear. Says the Asin Daraisa. Maybe that's also Asin Daraisa. You're not allowed to be shoel on truma because you're making the truma disappear. Right, Mishmer, just like you're not allowed to make truma disappear, bebittel, right, in a larger item. If I'm shoel on my truma, I make it chulin, so I'm going to have to figure out more truma to take, but this truma has disappeared. What's the difference? And this is a loaded question. What's the difference between taking real truma and throwing it into a mixture and having it disappearing that way, or meikara having it disappear and changing the past? Right, which is worse? Which is worse? You might say making it disappear totally. Meikara is worse. But he says surely it should be similar. That's his question. But then he says, I'm not sure, bichlau. He says with two other points. He said, number one, does it apply also to truma temeya? What if somebody has truma temeya? And what's the halacha of truma temeya? You have to burn it. Does the mitzvah of mishmeres truma asai also apply to truma temeya? You're not allowed to eat it anyway. So he's not sure. Yesh lo adun. Is that a nisa de araisa according to the Avdim Iluim? Masha also Avdim Iluim levato truma min haTorah. Mi pa'as afkas hakadusha. Zeo rak betruma tahora. Truma temeya yesh lo amar de'ein bo'ash mishum afkas kadusha. Maybe. But then he says, maybe not. Ula bamas nira da asa levato la chule gam betruma temeya. She gam truma temeya da'ein kadusha ala. Sha asre asur la zarim b'misa. A zarkis still can't take part in it. V'chein asur la arelim. V'chein la konim temeyim b'lav. Where you make it disappear, then it becomes mutter. But then he says at the end, he says, you know what? Maybe I could argue on the whole thing. The Avnei Miluim says this idea, but who says that's true? Mitzara Svara, and again, there's a big piece here, I'll just read this. Hayamakum was topic was it? Im over bikiagabna aase de shimur. De yesh lomar, it could be, de rakishe mitame truma. Shetia tum asa alea ba'od ba'kdushas truma, zel bizayon ba'kdushas a truma. You know what the mitzvah of Mishmeres Truma Asai is? Don't be mevaze truma. If you have truma, that's kadosh, and now it's tame, that's disgusting. That's terrible, regarding looking at it from the truma perspective. And that's why it's asur latama. V'chein la'abda ulahafsida, to destroy it, right, to use it in an unusual way, to give it to my dog, right, if it's usually eaten by people. So that's the isser of bizayon truma. Avo basha osemi mena chulin umatira. Ain't no bizayon klal. That's not bizayon. The imbisha yosa chulin lo yunaga b'kedushas truma. It disappears. It's not that it's still kedusha and it's now in a terrible state. It's tameh. That's the violation of mishmeres truma asai. Maybe he argues on the Avnei Miluim. He says maybe you would say just being mevatel it or removing it. That's not a bizayon. It's no longer truma. Okay, you've removed the situation. You haven't made the situation worse. So he says you can maybe even argue even on the yisod of the Aminua. But he has three more columns where he goes more into it. But that, if you never saw it, Asu Daraisa, Klal Tesvav. That's his discussion, but it all comes from the Rashi explaining our Gemara. Because what's the Isser? Why did Chazal make it Usser for food? Why is food be Matame, people? Because we're nervous that you can have Truma in your mouth, and then you're going to cause Truma to become Tame. And remember the Rambam, the Marshal was bothered, the Rambam argues, because he says the issue is about eating Truma Tameya, not per se making the Truma Tame. Okay, next on the list. Rebbe Elazar, about eight lines up at the bottom. Rebbe Elazar is the next one that holds that a sheni cannot make a chul and a shlishi. Titania, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Shlushtan Shavin. The following three are equal. Harishon, Sheba Kodesh, Vesheba Chulin, Vesheba Shuma. If you have a Rishon, that's either a carbon that's a Rishon, chulin or truma. Mitame Shnaim, Uposel Echad, they cause three stages of Tuma Bakodesh. Right, Sheni Shlishi Revi, Mitame Echad, Uposel Echad B'Truma. They cause two stages in Truma, Sheni and Shlishi, Uposel Echad B'Chulin, but they only do one stage in Chulin, meaning make it a Sheni, right, B'Feirish. Rebbe Eliezer, Ditznan. Rebbe Eliezer says, the Mishnah in Meseches Chala now. So we've had Para, Taros, and now Meseches Chala. Meseches Chala, Rebbe Eliezer says, Ditznan, Rebbe Eliezer says, so we have to learn the previous Mishnah to understand what Rebbe Elazar is talking about. Rashi quotes the previous Mishnah, second to bottom Rashi on the Amud. Rashi says, what's the normal shear of challah? 1/24. 1/24. If the Issa became Tameh, then you're going to burn it anyway, so 1/48. You don't have to take so much. What if you were Matami the Issa b'mezid? What if you were Matami b'mezid? So the Tanakhama holds, you got to take 1/24. Because lo yechote niskar, just because you were matami b'mezid, so we're not going to allow you to get away with it. So you have to take off 1/24 as if it was tahar. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I have a different option of what you do if you're matami b'mezid. You know what you have to do? Now back to our Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, chala nitelas ben a tahar ala temeya. You got to get another dough. and then take tahar from that one. You think you're getting away with it because you're being matami your dough? No. You're going to have to take off the right amount from another dough. That's what you have to do. Chalan, he tells me, a tahor ala tameya. The question is, what do you do? Because you can't be matame chala, and the halacha is that you have to take it min amukaf, as we'll see, from connected. So, Ketza, what do? Shtei isos, achas tahor, achas tameya. So you take two isos, one tahor, one tame. No tel ba. You take from the tahar one, you're going to take the shear of challah before you take whatever other challah you're going to take. You're going to take from challah a dough B. The second isa you're going to take, have in mind for the first one, right? Because it's still mechuyiv in challah. V'nosein pachos mikabetza ba'emsa. You put less than an egg size of dough in between to act as the bridge to touch them, kedeli tomen amukaf, so that it's considered connected. Rashi on the bottom quotes the Medrash. What's the source for that? Bottom line, Rashi quotes, nafgalon meve haramosa mimenu min hamukaf lo, bisifri. That's the makar din daraisa. You have to take min hamukaf. So that's why, how do you connect this? So you put it connected with this little pachos mikabetza, so that's good enough to connect it, but not good enough to transfer the truma, to transfer the toma. Kedeli tomen amukaf, that's Rebbe Lezer's opinion. V'chachamim osrin, the Chacham say you can't do that. Chachamim say you cannot do that. Why? We'll see soon. V'tanya, and we have another brisa that says, no, you don't have to use less than a beitza. You could even use kebeitza. You could even use the size of an egg in between for the bridge. So what's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas between? We're assuming the two, well, what's the machlokas, the discussion that we showed him, which machlokas is this referring to? The two Rebbe Eliezer's, or Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. So let's assume, we'll go with Rashi's Pshat, the two Rebbe Eliezer's, meaning why does the Mishnah say you could need less than a Beitza? And the Brisa says you could even use a Beitza as the bridge. Let's finish this whole discussion and then we'll talk about Challah. Says, Savruha, Edi v'Edi b'Isa Rishona. We're talking about where the Challah that became Tameh, the dough that became Tameh, is a Rishon. Is a Rishon. V'chulin atfulon l'chala lo k'chala damu. And we say that if you have chulin, that you did not take off chala yet from it, it's subject to the rules of chulin, not to the rules of chala, which is like truma. So if it's tevel, tevel is like chulin. It's not called truma yet. So what's the machlokas about? You have one dough that's a Rishon, and then you have the other dough that's not considered chala yet. So what's the machlokas about whether you need less than an egg, or you could even use an egg size? So my lab, hakamiflagi. Demar savar, ein sheni osa shlishi bachulin. Umar savar, sheni osa shlishi bachulin. The bridge could become a sheni. So if it's the egg size, it's going to become a sheni. But then can it make the other dough into a shlishi? Well, if it's chulin, it can or it can't. That's the machlokas. So we see Rabbi Eliezer, who requires less than the size of an egg, because that version is because he's nervous that Tumah is going to transfer, and according to the one that says that you can have the size of an egg because chul is not going to become a shlishi anyway, so therefore there's nothing to worry about. So is that what the machlokas is about? So the Gemara says no, there are other possibilities. Amar of Mari Braidra of Kahana, to Kuli Amma Ain Shani Yosa Shlishi Bachulin. It could be everybody holds that. Everybody holds, not just the first Rebbe Elazar, in one of the sources. V'hacha b'chulin atfulin l'chala k'mifliki. The machlokas is whether this second dough is subject to the rules of chala yet or not. That's the machlokas. Mar sava k'chala damu, and therefore it can become a shlishi. Nothing to do with chulin. Umar sava lo k'chala damu. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. Or v'ba yisema, d'kuliyam b'chulin atfulin l'chala lo k'chala damu. Or maybe it's for sure considered chulin. V'yein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. And therefore you shouldn't be nervous. The chulin is never going to become a shlishi. What's the issue, though? We're not worried about the other dough. We're worried about the bridge. We're worried about the tiny little piece in between. Are you allowed to cause tumah for a greater good? Here you want to take off min amukaf, and you want to. So are you allowed to do that? We're worried about the little bridge, the ball in the middle. We're not worried about the other dough. Mar savar muter ligrom tuma b'chulin shebe'eretz Yisrael. So you could use the size of an egg because it's better mukaf there, and there's no tuma that's going to be transferred because it's like chulin. Umar savar aser ligrom tuma l'chulin shebe'eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to do that because we want to keep Eretz Yisrael as kadosh as possible. as tar as possible. Remember, we had at the end of Maseches Nazir, we had this principle also. Remember, we had the concept of Shchunas Kvaris. If you find one kever, you're allowed to move it. If you find two kvaris, you're allowed to move it. If you find three kvaris, you're not allowed to move it. Shchunas Kvaris. But the Gemara asks, what if you remove the first two already? Then you found the third one. So then what? Do you say, oh, now we realize there's a Shchunas Kvaris, you can't move it? That was one day up, that you can't move this one because of the other two, you can't move the other two because of this one. The second day, they said, no, you can move it, you can treat it as one. Why? Right? Eila Matzah v'tiyeras Eretz Yisrael. Because we want to do, we'll rely on any coolers we can to keep Eretz Yisrael tahar. We don't want to create tamei areas for Kohanim. So even though, right now, well, my friend, you know it's a Shchunas Kvaris, but we say you're allowed to move it anyway. So here too, we don't want to cause tumah in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of challah, as we know, is separate mitzvahs asei daraisa. A lot to talk about by challah, just to mention one idea. Why is challah mentioned in Parsha Shlach? Why is the dafka given there? Rashi quotes, back in Parsha Shlach, or further in Parsha Shlach, there are two mitzvahs given in Parsha Shlach. Both to give some kind of chizuk. The maragla, they're not going in, they're depressed. So Hashem gives them nisachim, the nisachim that are going to be brought, the libations that are going to be brought with the karbanos. And the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, that is going to accompany the Karbanos, and the Mitzvah of Challah, which only applies once you go into Eretz Yisrael. So don't think you're not going in. He gives them these Mitzvahs Shel Chizuk. Rav Zevin, in L'Torah V'la Moadim, discusses why Dafka these two Mitzvos. Why Nisachim and Challah? So he says beautifully, Nisachim are poured up to down. Challah Baharimchem. It's lifted up, the Challah. Challah is a form of truma laharim. What's the message? In the midbar existence, you're not lifting up or bringing down any kedusha. The man comes to you, you're living a spiritually, totally within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own existence. But that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to connect this world to the upper worlds, to bring the kedusha and connect it to the Gashmias. You could do that in two ways. You could either, and this is the message you need to know going into Eretz Yisrael. You could either bring the kedusha down from the heavens into your life, that's Nisachim, right? Nisach, pouring it down. Or you can bring your life and bring it up to heavens. And that's Challah. That's why Dafka, these two are the messages Rav Zevin says, you have to know what Eretz Yisrael is about, right? Dar Dei Ahayu B'nei HaMidbar, V'amnam Haman Haya Lechem Kadosh V'tar Min HaShemayim, Aval Bishvil Kach, he has this great line, Bishvil Kach Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzorach L'Bnei Adam, Yesh Lo B'Hashemayim Malachim B'Srafin L'Mada. He has enough angels to live that type of existence. And that's kind of like what we were in the Midbar. That wasn't the purpose. The purpose was to be Mekadesh our life. And that can be done in two ways. Min L'mala L'mata, O Mimata L'mala. L'fichach Meraglim Shelo Ratzu Lalos La'aretz, V'Ratzu Lihishaer B'Midbar, V'Lios Dardeya, and get everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was their tshuva? To recognize and understand these mitzvos. Chetam, Parshas Nesachim, Parshas Challah. Because you gotta bring down the Kedusha, you gotta bring up the Kedusha. That's what life's about. There is also a machlokas Rishonim, we don't have to go into it now. How many mitzvahs do you count Challah or Truma as? The Rambam and the Chinuch following him counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah of Hafrashas v'nesinas Truma, Hafrashas v'nesinas Challah v'chulu. The Ramban in the Shrashim is bothered. He thinks you should count it as two separate mitzvos. Hafrash and Nesina, after all, the Ramban says, even a Kohen has to be Mafresh. Right? That shows that there's a separate mitzvah of Hafrasha. He doesn't even do any Nesina. Right? So sometimes you find that. And Bizman HaZeh, you have to Hafrasha without a Nesina. So you see it's independent. And all the Nosei Kelim on the Sefer HaMitzvos go through the Rambam and explain him in opposite directions. It's fascinating. If you look at the Lev Sameach and the Marganisa Tava, two Mefarshim on the Rambam in Shoresh Yud Beis, where the Ramban argues, they say opposite messages to explain the Rambam. They say, one of them says, oh, really, the Rambam says the mitzvah is Nesina. That's the real mitzvah. Hafrasha is Haschalas Nesina. That's why it's one mitzvah. Or exactly the opposite. The other one says, no, the real mitzvah is Hafrasha. Nesina is so Hafrasha. You have to separate it all the way by giving it to the Kohen. But it's still the Icarus Afrasha. But the Rambam has one mitzvah, the Ramban has two. Okay, Vayter. Two dots. Says the Gemara. Bo bayam darsh Rabbi Akiva v'chulu. Rabbi Akiva darshan, remember the psukim by the Ari Levium. One pasuk says 1,000 amos, one pasuk says 2,000 amos. So how do you darshan all of that? So Rabbi Akiva darshan, 1,000 is for the fields, 2,000 is Tchum Shabbos. So, b'maike miflagi, mar savar, tchumin daraisa, Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumin daraisa, umar savar darabanan. And the other manda amar holds that tchumin is darabanan. 2 points. Number one, the Karanora says, that's pretty obvious that's what they're arguing about. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You know, usually you have Micah Savar, what's behind the this isn't behind the Machlokas, this is the Machlokas. So the Karen Ora says maybe it's alluding to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that we know, as we alluded to when we discussed this 2 days ago, there are really two tchumen. There's the 2,000 amos, and then there is the larger tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So the Yerushalmi says that everybody agrees Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. The Machlokas is only Alpayim Amah. That's the Machlokas. To go 12 mil, that for sure is Daraisa. But the 2,000 Amos, that's a Machlokas Tanam, Rabbi Akiva, and the other Rabbanan. So suggest the Keren Ora, maybe the Bavli is arguing on the Yerushalmi. By saying Mar Savar Darabanan, it's all Darabanan. It's all Darabanan, even the Yud Beis Mil. Maybe that's what's being alluded to in this Gemara. Lahachi Kamar Ashas, Delav Baha Pligi, Ela Be'ikar is a Tchumen Pligi. Rabbi Akiva, Sirir Alei Tchumen Daraisa, Me'asar Azal Yetzei. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zagli, Sirir Alei Tchumen Darabanan, Veleka Azhara B'Tchumen Klal. Tvar Torah. Umi Drabanan Hua Isser Vashir. Maybe that it's referring to. And that, he doesn't quote it, but that's really Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. We don't pass in like Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass in Tchumen Daraisa. But what does that mean? The Rambam and the Chinuch both paskin Yud Beis Mil's Daraisa. They do paskin a mitzvah of Tchumen. And other Rishonim don't. The Mishnah Brura summarizes this in the beginning of Hilchas Tchumen. In the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadi Vav, Shin Sadi Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kal Adam Yeshlo Alpayim Amalachal Ruach. Everybody has 2,000 amos in each direction, unless they're in a city. Then it's 2,000 amos outside the city. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "V'hu mitakanas chachamim to minat Torah mutar lahalech ad Yud Beis Mil," because that's midrabanan 2,000 amos. Because minat Torah you could go all the way to Yud Beis Mil. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "V'harbe poskim chokim va'omrim degam chutz li Yud Beis Mil eino asa minat Torah." Right? Va'al ye yetze ela eino ela ashar le'inino tzas kelim. That's hotzah. That's not yitziah. May Rishus, may Atchum. So that's a major machlokas Rishonim, but that's what the Keren Ora discusses here, whether this could also be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Bo Bayom, Darash Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva darshan the following, B'shar Sh'ol Yisrael Min Hayam. When Bnei Yisrael came up from the Kriyas Yamsav, Nasnu Enayim Lomar Shira, they put their eyes to say Shira. What did that Lashon mean? We'll get back to it. Bez Hashem. V'keitzan Amru Shira. First, how do they say Shira? K'gadol Hamakriyas HaHalel. Like a gadol saying Halel. V'heinon Nachra of Rashi Prakim. Right, and they answered the Rashi Prakim. What does that mean? Moshe Amar Ashira Lashem, V'hein Omer Mashira Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Goga, V'hein Omer Mashira Lashem. They kept repeating like the chorus. Ashira Lashem, Ashira Lashem. That's one version of how the song went. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, Kikatan Amachri Sahalel. What's Gadol? Why didn't they have to repeat it, according to the first opinion? Shomea Ka'one. So I'm Yotze with your saying it, and I just repeat Ashira Lashem. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, no, they did it as if it was a katan. You can't be Yosef through a katan. So that's why it means they repeated everything Moshe said. Kikatan Akri Zahalov. Hey, no, Nachrav. Kol Mashu Omer. Moshe Amar Ashira Lashem. The Hey, no, Omer Ashira Lashem. Moshe Amar Kigaav. Hey, no, Omer Kigaav. Right? They repeated it. Asks the Marsha, why did they rely on Shomei Ka'one? Why does he hold Kikatan Akri Zahalov? Asks the Marsha. Says the Marsha, they wanted to say it themselves. They didn't want to rely on Shomei Ka'one, says the Marsha here, and if you think about it, it's an amazing thought. Let me just read you the Marsha. Avagasha Yosef Rashi Prakim Bechulu, Da'in Lana Gadol Mimosha, Vil Gadol Hamak Yoti De Chavasan, Yishlomim Shem Pursume Nisa, Lohay Ratzin Latseis, Bishmiya Mimosha, Vahay Onin Kulam Kikadan Makri Sahalel. They didn't want to rely on Shomei Ka'one, even though who was the Ka'one? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't get a better person to be Yotze with. If I can be Yotze into the Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll take it. But what Klai Yisrael? They didn't even want to rely on Shomei Ka'one, even though it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Pursume Nisa. I want to do it myself. That's the Marsha right here explaining. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, third pshat, Kisofer Haporis Al Shma Bebeis HaKnesses. Like a sofer who is saying Shema, right? Sofer, Rashi says, here's a teacher, Malame Tinokos, he's in shul, and what is he doing? Like he's saying Shema in shul, Shupo Seh Atchila V'Heinu Onan Acharav. Meaning he's, like we have a chazan. He starts and everybody else says the rest. He just says the beginning, and they say the rest. Rashi quotes here, fourth to last line. Everybody had Ruach HaKodesh. V'kach sharsa Ruach HaKodesh akulam. V'kivnu yachad as ashira kichsava. They all had Ruach HaKodesh and said as yashir. together in unison. They didn't know what each other was going to say, but they said it. They said it in unison. But my kamiflagi, what's the root of this machlokas? Why do they darshan it in all these different ways? Rabbi Akiva savar lemar amilsa kamaisa. What does the word lemar mean? Rabbi Akiva says it means they keep repeating the first lemar ashir l'Hashem. They kept repeating. It's referring to everything. That's what we repeated every word. They said it all together. Lamar, what does that teach me? The Pazan Moshe Bereish, that just means Moshe Rabbeinu started it off, but it wasn't that they said it after him, but he just started it off, and they all then continue. Stop there, and then just to finish off with the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada asks, what's the lashon of Nasnu Einehem Lomar Shira? They put their eyes to say Shira. So Ben Yehoyada says, we know, the Medrash tells us that the Malachim also wanted to say Shira. The Malach wanted to say Shira. And what does Hashem say? Sorry, Masi Yadei Tuvim Bayam, Atem Amrim Shira. My creatures are dying. And you're going to say Shira? So how did Bnei Yisrael say Shira? Right, if it's Masi Yadei Tuvim Bayam, because they went through it and they saw it. If they saw it and went through it, and they were on the level of seeing the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasa Shivchal Hayam, Mashal Aroi, Yecheskel Ben Guzi, if they were on that level, it must be they were Zochet to it. And that's why they're able to say Shira. That's what it means, Nasnu Einehem. The fact that their eyes saw it must be that they deserved it, they were Zochet to it, and therefore they're able to say Shira. V'tir denase b'schusam, b'schus ha'emuna, she'eminu b'Hashem Yisbarach, v'yodol ha'em kodem she'nifka, they went down and they had emuna that it was going to happen, v'zeo shamar nasar ha'enem b'riyas ha'nes, dai lo mar Shira, dim lo ha'yu zochen l'eros ha'nes b'eneyem, lo ha'yu rashan lo mar Shira, k'debatzina b'malachim. Shemanam Hashem Yisbarach Milo Mar Shira. Right, that's they lifted up their eyes to say Shira. That is why they were Zoche, unlike the Malachim. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Tanur Rabbanan. We'll finish this up tomorrow, and then we'll finish up with Eov, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and then get into, Be'ez Hashem, the sixth parak here in Maseches Sota. Okay, we'll stop here.